Welcome to the Mesa Chamber of Commerce Inside Business Podcast. My name is Sally Harrison, and I'm the CEO of the Mesa Chamber of Commerce. Today, we're in the University of Phoenix podcast studio, and joining me is Chief Ramon Batista.
Hi, Sally.
Hi. Thanks for being here. Today, we're going to talk about all kinds of things, but primarily, we're going to stick to the latest and greatest that's going on, I guess, at Mesa PD.
Awesome.
Yes. Okay, so we have some questions for you. We just saw the Mesa community show support by passing questions 1, 2, and 3 on the recent elections ballot. What does that mean for Mesa PD, and what will an increase in the overall office count mean for Mesa?
So this was terrific news for Mesa Public Safety, without a doubt. It just shows the level of commitment to public safety by our great residents of the city of Mesa. With the passing of question 2 and 3, we are definitely going to be able to plan into the future, looking at the growth of the city and being able to stay at pace with that by being able to hire more police officers in order for them to be safe, be able to respond to calls timely and effectively. In addition to that, we're going to be able to build more infrastructure. So, for example, our East Side Station right now is 71 square miles, and the plan is to build a Northeast Station that breaks that huge superstition patrol district into two. So roughly two areas out there, 35 square miles each, allowing us the flexibility to be better deployed from east to west across the city, but more importantly, on the east side, to be able to respond to calls more effectively. Because right now, an officer covering 71 square miles, that can get kind of tough. So
I would think
we're going to cut that in half. And those districts will then more closely resemble the districts that we have currently on the west side and central and midtown areas.
I would think that would make our council members in those two districts very happy.
Absolutely. As well as our residents.
Yeah, well, more importantly, the residents, right? Well, speaking of advancement, you're incorporating multiple new points of technology in the department. Can you tell us more about that?
So, yes, we're really excited. When I first got here, I found out that our officers didn't have their own department-issued cell phones. So, in essence, our officers were using their personal cell phones to conduct work. And now we're in a really good position to be able to issue department-issued cell phones to our patrol officers. They're going to be tied in directly with our new computer-aided dispatch and records management system. So officers are going to have a lot more flexibility. In other words, they're going to be able to see their call information at the palm of their hand. They're not going to have to take notes or get the information back in their police car. They can be talking to a victim and be putting or inputting data or pulling data out as they're talking to the victim in the victim's home. In addition to that, there's a lot of good things that come with a cell phone. They can take tape-recorded statements. They can photograph evidence on the fly, all of it electronically. Whereas right now, and I'll tell you the time saver, right now we have a field camera in every patrol district. There's more than one, but I mean several. But in many cases, if an officer has to take pictures of a piece of evidence, he's got to wait. If he doesn't have a camera, he's got to wait until that other officer, wherever he's at, is done with his call for service before he can come over and help him by just taking a picture. So in this situation, our officers are going to be more self-sufficient and self-reliant. And it's a huge win. Another thing that we're going to be doing, which has been around for a long time, but I don't think that police departments in general use this feature in business the way that private industry does, and that's video teleconferencing. So
nice.
Yeah, Chief Cost has been video teleconferencing with his command staff regularly now for a few months, and now his plan is to expand on that. He's going to be able to talk to different briefing sessions all at once at the same time from across the city. We all brief at about the same times every day, so he's going to be able to impact and talk to directly to our line level folks and really take questions, roll out new initiatives, talk about the issues. And it's a huge issue.
That's very exciting.
It's exciting for us, but it's been around a while. But in law enforcement, you just don't see us using video teleconferencing that way.
So will you start small, or is this implemented across entire Mesa?
So we're going to implement this first with patrol. Is the largest body that we have with 500-600 people, and Chief Cost does an amazing job by himself leading that entire bureau. So I mean, he's got a lot of help with his commanders, but he does a great job, and I think that this is going to really help in that arena.
That'd be great. So what's the current crime rate in Mesa right now? Where are we at?
So I'm very proud of this, and I've been watching it and talking about it all throughout the year. here recently, we had our national night out, getting involved in Arizona's neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And it was a weekend night where we went to like 75 different gatherings. And
I heard about that.
Yeah. And we all got to talk about the great crime rate that we're enjoying right now in the city of Mesa. And it is at the lowest point historically that we've ever had. So right now, we are averaging, when you talk about the most serious crimes, which is homicide, sexual assault, robberies, burglaries, we are averaging 23 of those events per 1,000 people. Now, for comparison's sake, 10 years ago, we were at double that. We were at 50 events of those events per 1,000 people. You go back even further into the 70s, 80s, and we were nearly at 100 of those events.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And you might think to yourself or say, well,
is that because the amount of staff that you had was lower?
It's interesting. In 2007, we had 40,000 fewer residents than we have today. So that just tells you that the amount of crime was really pretty high.
Yeah.
And you might say, well, isn't it true that the national crime rate is decreasing? And it is in general. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you that here we are enjoying an even deeper cut into the crime rate. And it's not just the fact that we have great systems in place, but I think it's the fact that we have a very, very good community that we live in. And that's really the lion's share of what makes it so that we are in such a safe environment. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to tell you that it's crime-free. I think that it's still important that we are always aware of our surroundings. I think that the message of safety never goes away. We need to always be ready to report something. If we see something that's out of place, you know, please call us. We are enjoying a very low crime rate, certainly in comparison to other cities that are our size or smaller that are very close. Tucson, for example, is at 60 events per 1,000. Phoenix, 44. You can't just say, well, hey, everybody's enjoying this low swing. Ours is even lower than that.
That's great. Nice work, Mesa PD. So what if the citizens are looking to learn more about you and the department? Where can citizens connect with you?
We want them to join our police department. That's what we want.
Well, okay, not everybody's cut out for that, but how do they do that if they are interested?
I tell you what. You can follow us on Twitter, or you can follow me on Twitter, rbatista10 at Mesa PD on Twitter, on Facebook. But I'm serious. We're hiring police officers. We are hiring professional staff. In our professional staff ranks, we have everything under the sun, from communications to records management to evidence processing. We have our forensics specialists, our scientists in their own right. And, of course, we have police officers. So certainly, we have many opportunities, and we're hiring in all areas. So please follow us on LinkedIn, Nextdoor, Instagram, Facebook.
If people say they can't get a hold of you, they're lying. There's lots of ways.
We are making a robust effort to be transparent and accessible in all venues.
Well, I think everybody appreciates that. Anything else before we close up?
I want to wish our community a great, great new year and happy holidays. I wish everybody a safe new year, and that's it. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, thank you, Chief, for joining us today on the Inside Business Podcast. You can find all of our episodes on the Inside Business Podcast at iTunes, Google Play, and your own favorite podcast website. You can also find them online at mesachamber.org.
Thanks.